This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Onf is off today. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And we're going to be asking three trivia questions, so we'll be giving out three different five packs. Today's trivia theme is entertainment. Now, our special guest, we've never had this type of specialist in, but this is Matt Cordes, who is a specialist in construction and development and land loans. Now, he actually works with Pacific Private Money, so you know him well.
Yes. Okay. See him every day.
He's every day. He's a good guy.
Yes, very good guy.
So, Matt, tell us a little bit about, you know, construction lending as compared to other kinds of lending.
Sure. Yeah, some of the differences between construction, and just to clarify the difference between ground-up construction, which is what we're talking about here, and rehab construction, or fix and flip, as people commonly refer to it. So ground-up construction, or vertical construction financing, requires some different analysis going in. So, you know, we look at loan-to-cost ratio, which is how we evaluate a borrower's skin in the game, as we like to put it. So the underwriting differences are, you know, we can get into some depth with that, but, you know, risk profile is a little different. The exposure to the market is longer typically.
Uh-huh. Right.
So anyway, you know, I don't know if we should go through all the bullet points on it, but...
No, we could probably give a couple of examples and a little bit of some of the types of construction loans we've done.
Okay. But, so for example, I got a call yesterday, actually. I got a call yesterday from a borrower who's was really looking at a construction loan, similar to how we would look at a rehab loan.
Okay.
And what that means is basically he said, I'm looking to buy this lot and I want to borrow X amount of you know, for vertical construction financing, and it's going to be worth Y when it's done. And he's not looking at the loan to cost ratio. So what I had to take him through was the total cost calculation of the project, what percentage of skin or cash equity he has in the deal, which is our loan to cost requirement, and you know, and really evaluate whether or not his budget is reasonable. And so that being the case, with that particular borrower anyway, you know, he was overvaluing the lot.
Yeah.
And spill it out.
Yeah.
And vastly underestimating the cost of construction.
Yeah. I listen to you on the phone all the time when somebody calls in looking for a construction loan. And it sounds like the theme is how much experience does this person have? Because versus a fix and flip, where, you know, that's a shorter time frame oftentimes. Yeah. And it's just, you know, the projects vary in size. With construction, you're taking something that's basis of zero, essentially, and that's seeing it through to fruition. So there's a lot of places where the scenario could go off the rails, where the loan could.
You've got to have like a plumbing budget and an electrical budget and all that, right?
And when we're looking at doing construction loans in various markets across the state, it's difficult to know where, you know, labor prices fall, supplies and materials are priced on a local basis. So when we qualify a construction loan, we'll actually have a third party professional evaluate the budget on a cost, soft cost and hard cost basis to make sure that it's accurate within 5 or 10%.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so somebody who is looking for a construction loan or somebody who's starting a project like that, I mean, you really have to do your homework.
That's right.
If you're going to try and get financing of any kind, there's a lot of analysis that goes into it. It's not just, hey, I found this great piece of dirt that I can build on, exactly. and let me just go get the money and start doing it. I mean, somebody's going to ask some hard questions.
Yeah.
Or somebody who knows what they're doing is going to ask some hard questions
I mean, just the permit fees alone can be pretty pricey and price you right out of the market.
That's right. I've had actually very well-seasoned architects come to me with a project and say, you know, look at all this money we're going to make, basically, where they're essentially estimating the construction cost on a price per square foot basis, which is not really sufficient. It's not sufficient to go into a construction loan.
Well, especially if you're building on a hill or something, you've got some really odd type of
property.
Thank you.
as you total everything up with the cost of permits, with the cost of financing, with the cost of you know, carrying the project from start to finish to the exit strategy, which I assume is a sale or maybe a refinance, the expenses are substantial and they can be a lot more than you're anticipating. So that stellar project that you think is just going to make you all this money may not be as great as you expected.
For somebody who's taking on a construction project for sale, is there a certain profit margin that is like a floor? That
15% or something?
Yeah. You know, I see people, fighting the good fight for, 13% margin on some pretty big projects.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. If it's a large project, I'd say 15-20% is probably minimum. It's not really that interesting, otherwise.
Well, right. And also you have to figure there's going to be mistakes and the extra fudge factor that's going to be an extra 5 or 10% that may just eat it right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then comparing that to somebody who's acquired land and they want to build their dream home on it, where the exit isn't the sale but a refi, is there? There's probably more wiggle room in terms of do they have the just resources to build? Is that right?
Well, yes and no. The most common thing with owner build or owner occupied build is that the potential for cost overruns is much higher, so we want to make sure they have cash liquidity.
Good point. Tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. First trivia theme is, entertainment. And Matt, if you know the answer, don't give it until we come back.
Okay.
Who lives in a garbage can on the TV show Sesame Street? You guys have young kids. You probably know that one. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with correct answer, you're going to win that 5-pack tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150, or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, and our special guest, Matt Cordes, also of Pacific Private Money, who specializes in construction loans. Our first trivia question, who lives in a garbage can on the TV show Sesame Street? You guys have young kids.
A little too young.
a little too old, and I've forgotten. You know.
Oh, man.
Wait, is it Cookie Monster?
No, it's Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch, yes. That's right. So bad. I'm going to be 0 for 3.
No, I should be optimistic. You'll probably get the next two. All right, before we get back, I do want to make a quick mention here for the Mount View Hotel. Savor the best of Napa Valley during winter in the wineries, December 2nd through February 4th. Calistoga's annual Wine Passport event provides the perfect, relaxed, romantic getaway during Cabernet season. You can email relax@mountviewhotel.com or call 707-942-6877 to book your WIW passport package. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Mount View Hotel. You got to check out their pool. It is awesome.
Really?
Mount View Hotel in downtown Calistoga has an awesome pool.
I want to take my daughter there.
Yes, sure. She'll love it. Yeah. Okay, so Matt Cordes from Pacific Private Money also, who specializes with construction loans. Now, you know, unfortunately, we had all those fires going on in the North Bay.
Right.
What can those people who've pretty much lost their home, what can they expect? And I know Nam's got some great questions for you on that too.
Sure. You know, we've had so much conjecture about what may be coming down the pike here. And you know, we've had countless conversations with, you know, developers and, you know, homeowners and investors who are looking to, you know, rebuild or provide capital to rebuild or you know, buy lots perhaps. You know, really the thing is with respect to land value, when you have a traumatic catastrophe like that, the supply and demand dynamic shifts drastically immediately.
Right.
So it becomes difficult for us to determine what is a lot worth now. We don't really know. It's really just a guessing game for a period of time. You know, obviously the demand for housing is extremely high. We know that the city of Santa Rosa is prioritizing redevelopment and approvals.
That's good. I'm really glad to hear that, you know, rather than just the typical delay. Cause we were in Southern California,
right.
And they said it takes 10 years to get a permit in Laguna Niguel.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously that's not sustainable with a situation like this. So, one thing that's coming up is that they are prioritizing, apartment and multifamily development. So sites that were not necessarily fire damaged, would be moved to the top of the line in terms of approvals where apartments or multifamily can be approved.
Well, okay. Was that because prior to the fire, there was the need for housing?
There was the need for housing anyway.
Yeah. Right?
And now it's so much worse.
Got it. That makes sense.
So that's, you know, one aspect. The other aspect is, you know, what does a homeowner do if they've lost their house, they want to rebuild? You know, can they rebuild the exact same thing? Can they rebuild the exact, you know, essentially use the same plans they had when they built? And, you know, the best answer to that is, of course, that it's a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, because there may be some things that aren't up to code.
Yeah, they always, whenever given the chance, we want to, you know, the development departments will want to bring things up to code and increase their energy efficiency whenever possible. And so those kind of things will, of course, be part of it. And I expect a lot of these people who are going to be rebuilding or trying to rebuild will, of course, want to improve things. You know,
right,
they don't
want to
take something that was built in the 50s with
small ceiling heights and small kitchens.
Yeah.
People were a lot shorter back then. Go ahead.
And bring them into the modern era with higher ceilings and, you know, better fixtures and finishes. Yep. And so with that was going to come some pushback on, okay, do we allow people to add another bedroom? Do they get
another
to allow
story?
Another bathroom?
Right.
Another story.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that's going to be, you know, again, case by case basis. So.
Gosh, can you imagine what town halls are going to be filled with, you know, people, let's say there's like the coffee park, right?
I don't
know, how many homes were in that? one little area.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Let's say 100. Right. I mean, I know it's more than that, but let's just say it's 100. But, you know, some people are going to say, hey, well, I don't want you to build a second story, you know, and block my, I don't know what views are out there, but
right.
That could be a wee twicky.
Not only that, but, you know, the insurance companies, you know, what they're paying out to could be based on the, you know, value of the property previously. So if you want to build up or add things or modernize it, chances are you're going to have to come out of pocket quite a bit for that.
That's a good point, because it depends on what you were insured for.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was watching the news and there was a segment up in Santa Rosa where the newscaster was standing in front of just empty lots that had for sale signs on them. So, yeah. You know, there are people who are just taking the proceeds, the settlement, and leaving.
Yeah, so I guess what they do is they take the insurance proceeds, which would be only for the build the house itself, pay off whatever the mortgage was, and then sell the lot for whatever and move to Oregon or wherever they're going.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, a lot's going to unfold, I think, in the next 6 months, because I heard the earliest people will really start building is sometime in the spring.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, well, you also have the rains and stuff, and you right. have, you know,
yeah.
being able to use cement or whatever they need right. to do. I'm not a big building guy, but I know that isn't it what grading, right? You right. can't, like, after October, you're not supposed to grade until April.
Yeah, until you get through the rainy season.
Yeah. So there's all that.
And now we're contending with Southern California, too. So that'll be.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, which when we come back, we do have an email from a listener that is asking a question about the fund with regard to the LA fires. So we're going to cut to our second trivia question. Before we do, I actually want to make a mention here also for Hornblower. You guys ever been on Hornblower?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
One of my favorite things to do. Cruise into the holiday season, sipping drinks and enjoying bay views with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Step aboard for a champagne brunch. Savor the culinary creations with a festive dinner or watch the fireworks from the water on New Year's Eve gala. Visit hornblower.com for reservations today. All right, so here's our trivia question. In the movie 300... If you remember that movie, how many of the 300 Spartan warriors survive? Wasn't that the Trojan one? It was kind of it wasn't a cartoon, but it wasn't a real movie. I don't know what they call that.
Some type CGI of thing. Type some stuff, CGI? I think. I never saw it, so.
Oh, okay. Call 800. Right, what's our phone number? 800? All right, no, it's 888-912-1190.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Savor the best of Napa Valley during winter in the wineries, December 2nd, 2017 through February 4th, 2018. Calistoga's annual Wine Passport event provides the perfect, relaxed, romantic getaway during Cabernet season. Come discover both legendary wineries and small hidden gems sprinkled around Calistoga. You'll appreciate the slower pace of this special time of year in Napa Valley and soak up a bit more personal attention along the way. With tastings at 17 exquisite wineries, large and small, that express the beauty of this distinct wine-growing region. You may want to make more than one trip to explore them all within this two-month period. To book your Winter in the Wineries passport package, email relax@mountviewhotel.com or call 707-942-6877. That's 707-942-6877 or send email to relax at mountviewhotel.com.
You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Matt Cordes. Second trivia question. In the movie 300, how many of the 300 Spartan warriors survived?
Matt?
I should know that. My brother-in-law would kill me if I didn't know that. He's such a fan. No idea. I don't know.
Give a guess.
I think losses were minimal. Maybe.
Go ahead and say all of them.
They all survived.
I'll say one.
The answer actually is one. Only one survived. Oh. 299 died.
I think you said that at the break.
That's what we said. That's right. And then you got it mixed up.
Yep.
Sorry. You don't get the prize. All right. The next one will be even easier. And I know you guys will know this one.
It's okay. The one I sent in, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. All right. So, Nam, we have a question for you. It says the LA fires. Any loans in the fund that were affected?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, it's sad that question was asked previously too, because we've had so many fires in California this year. The good news is no, we didn't lose any properties that were in the fund to fires. We didn't lose any to anything, but we have fewer of the loans that we do are in Southern California. And on top of that, the fires, you know, to date haven't been as severe. So
But in reality though, you guys make sure that they're covered for fire insurance anyway.
Absolutely. So even if that were to occur, then we have insurance for that. But thankfully, we don't have to deal with that.
And I guess the problem would be just maybe a delay of the mortgage payment. I don't know how that works. I mean, would you call the insurance company right away? And, you know, because in theory, if you don't get the mortgage payment, you can foreclose.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to battle it out with the insurance company.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works.
Yeah, good question.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on, though. You got a deal of the week for us?
Yeah. So we just closed a deal that was, get this, it was 19% loan to value. So talking about
conservative.
Yeah. And it was one that came to us. It was a trust situation where they couldn't get a loan because in the name of the trust. So they came to us. Mm-hmm. And it was a $150,000 loan against a just about $800,000 property in Millbrae. And we just closed that this past week. We closed it pretty quick. And the good news is we're actually probably going to put that on, kind of ties into the next thing I want to talk about, is put it on our platform, privatemoneyloans.com.
At what interest rate are you offering to the investor?
To be determined.
To be determined. But, I mean, it's 19% loan to value. That's a pretty darn conservative.
Yeah, so, and, you know, it may be on the shade on the lighter side of our typical yields.
Well, sure. I mean, for 19%, how much more conservative can you be? And how large is the loan?
$150,000.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So we think it'll move really quickly. It will, you know, to be determined whether more than likely it's going to go on private money loans.
You're going to pay more than 3% interest, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 3.1.
Okay. Now, but if the audience listening says, you know, wow, that's a really conservative loan and I'd like to buy the whole thing or participate in it because they can do fractional.
Right.
They would have to register with you, right?
Exactly. So they want to first go to www.privatemoneyloans.com and register. You have to be accredited, different kind of accredited than you know, to invest in the fund. You have to have some experience with real estate investing.
Does the investor just click off boxes?
Yeah, essentially. Okay. And then they can start pledging on some of the loans that are there. We have three right now. One of them's fully pledged, and okay. then one's partially, and we'll have the fourth next week.
Okay, and so you're starting to get some traction on that as people start to hear about the loans.
Yeah, it's been great. It's, you know, it's just still in beta. So, you know, forgive us if you see any glitches, but definitely let us know about them. Yeah. But overall, the reception has been great. People are like, we definitely value this type of method for funding deals because we can see all the loans and, you know, compare and contrast the different loans based on their preferences. So we think this is the way to go going forward is once we fund a loan, we can quickly turn it over and put it on privatemoneyloans.com.
And the benefit to the fund that is providing these loans is that you're keeping a spread for the fund.
Yeah, we're keeping a spread. I mean, it's not pure profit. I mean, there's some administrative costs that go into managing the fund and goes into underwriting and doing the loan. So there's a spread, and part of that's going to go to the fund, which will help boost yield over time. So it's exciting. More to come on that, but you know, register now so that you can get familiar with it and you're one of the early people to start seeing the loans.
And now that we're in Christmas season, you're probably not doing a webinar for people to learn about.
Correct. Yeah. So no events were wrapped up for the year. It's been a great year getting out on the road and doing presentations. No webinar in the month of December for the Pacific Private Money Fund, but you can see a recorded one. If you go to pacificprivatemoney.com and go to videos, you can actually see the most recent webinar that we did, which was in November. Okay. And then the next event that we're going to have is live. And this is by invitation only. It's going out to our fund investors and some of our larger clients, you know, trustee investor clients. It's on January 24th in at Spinnaker in Sausalito. So that's a Wednesday.
And I'm the MC. So you will see me in a tuxedo as you did last year.
Yes. Yeah. No, it'll be a lot of fun. And you know,
we... Treat.
Always a treat. That's right. I got a little special surprise this year.
So to our fund investors, you know, we thank you for your support. And for those who aren't fund investors who want to come,
we don't
become
thank
a
you
fund,
for your
no, no, you can become a fund investor between now and then, and you'll get an invite.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
You know, join us and we appreciate
it. Good dinner at Spinnaker. And the fund right now has what, 34 million in it?
I'm closing out on 34. Probably end the year right around 34.
And the yield for the year is netted out about 8%, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been very, very consistent. So it's been another great year for us. And in fact, we're still, it's Q4. We have, always get busy in Q4. There's so many transactions, people wanting to get into homes before the end of the year. And we get some of that fallout, some transactional distress. Sure. So we're trying to close quite a few deals right now. So to our fund investors and anyone who's interested in investing, now's the time to add or invest because we can deploy that capital really, really fast.
Yeah, versus having it just sit around waiting for a loan to come.
Exactly.
But yeah, there's probably a lot of 1031 exchange people needing to get transactions done too.
Yeah.
That rush typically spills over into the first few weeks of January as well.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be busy into January. We're constantly raising capital. Mm-hmm. So.
Excellent. And you pay it on a monthly distribution, don't you?
Monthly, or you can reinvest and that compounds your yield. So if you want to learn about the fund, call me at the office, 415-883-2150, or you can register on our website at www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
And if you want to have us or have Pacific Private Money go to a theater near you or go to an event near you, I guess, because you did one in Mountain View.
Yeah, and we'll be doing one in the East Bay next, probably in February.
All right.
So, and if people have questions about construction loans, call 415-883-2150. What's your extension, Matt?
Is it 107?
107.
107. Ask for Matt Cordes. Okay, we're going to go to, here's our last trivia question here. In the movie Star Wars, you ever heard of Star Wars? Okay. Which actor does the voice of Darth Vader? That's our question.
Oh, great.
See, okay. I figured I had to give you one easy one.
Okay,
there.
Real quick, I'm going to be going to the opening of Star Wars. So I'm excited about that.
Did you stand in line for hours?
No.
Okay. All right. Call 888-912-1190 if you're the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. And don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Cruise into the holiday season sipping drinks and enjoying bay views with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Step aboard for a champagne brunch, savor the culinary creations with a festive dinner, or watch the fireworks from the water on a New Year's Eve gala. Make a splash and give the gift of a Hornblower Cruise or start a new holiday tradition. There's a cruise for any occasion. Sailing all December long, visit hornblower.com for reservations today.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan and Matt Cordes. Third trivia question. In the movie Star Wars, which actor does the voice of Darth Vader? Come on, Matt.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. That yes. is correct. That guy's got a classic voice. So, Matt, going back to construction loans, let's talk a little bit about land loans.
Sure. You know, with what's happened in Santa Rosa, and you know, we keep talking about the post-fire situation in Northern California and now Southern California, it's a little early for us to see construction loan requests right now, but we are seeing land loan requests. And so it's important for people to know when they go to look for an acquisition loan for construction. Typically, you know, land is inherently illiquid, hard to sell sometimes. So when people call in and ask for a land loan, first thing I ask them is just show me where it is. I want to see what it looks like, where it is, what the slope looks like, if there is one or if it's flat. You know, we want to know kind of generally how developable it is. And we want to see a clear path to some sort of improvement or development and repayment, of course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we cap our loans, as does pretty much everybody, per BRE at 50% loan to value. And it has to be a reasonable value. It has to be a real attainable value and, you know, based on an appraisal. So on top of that, we would actually look at the contemplated construction costs, total the cost of the project, and look at their equity requirements to qualify for a construction loan. Assuming it's going to be 25 to 30% of the total cost of the project, we'd want to just have an eye on their ability to place that equity and ideally have that in the land up front. So if that 50%, if their 50% down payment is not sufficient for that equity requirement for the construction loan, we want to know where that's coming from. We don't have to necessarily have it detailed and identified because maybe the construction budget's not finalized yet and it's early in the game. But we just need to know that they've done it before and that they can do it again and that it's viable in general. So that's it in a nutshell, is it has to be, you know, well-located land that's, you know, that's desirable, not something out in the sticks. And
yeah, because we were just talking about that off air, that if something is way too far away from any, you know, normalcy, call it, then how much would it cost to put the utilities in, right? I mean, not every place has PG&E underground, right?
Yeah. You know, another thing is especially with the city of Santa Rosa prioritizing apartments and rebuilds of fire damaged properties, I have had loan requests from people who say, you know, they have their eyes on a larger piece of property that has maybe one or two properties on it or structures on it. And they're looking to subdivide into, you know, five or six or seven lots,
right?
Which is purely a profit play versus a sort of adding additional housing to the community. Mm-hmm. And so we expect those sort of requests to be pushed to the bottom of the priority list.
Right.
Because it's not adding that many units, frankly.
But in theory, every extra lot means another family gets to live there, though.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, I could be wrong.
I'm not saying you're
But I understand because the alternative use could be that it's not subdividing your building. It could accommodate more housing with.
If it's in an area that's multifamily, that's one thing. But if you're not talking about areas where it's. There was a single family house.
There's a single family house on it, and they're looking to subdivide it.
See, now that makes sense to me. I mean, because you're not going to suddenly go, oh, there was a house there, but now we're going to build a bunch of apartments.
Yeah.
They're not going to generally want that, are they?
Yeah, those areas where they're going to approve apartments will have some sort of commercial or residential zoning overlay to it.
Yeah.
So the density makes sense in those sites.
Right.
You're not going to take typically kind of rural single family home and just put apartments
You're not talking about turning the Ewing Ranch, right? Into a bunch of 10 homes.
Yeah. Dallas. There you go. That brings back memories. Yeah. Ewing Ranch.
So, a question. So somebody wants to get a loan. Let's say you green light it for $1 million construction loan. You're not giving that $1 million to them all at once, right? There's something called funds control and releasing funds throughout the project.
Yeah, this could be a longer discussion, but I'll try and break it down as easily as possible. For any funds that are not, funded initially, let's say we're refinancing a land loan or paying fees and costs of closing at initial funding, those are obviously dispersed at closing. For the funds that are dedicated to construction costs itself, hard and soft costs, if over $100,000 are required to be put in a third-party fund control account, unless it is the lender's own money and we're doing it under our CFL license, which we can do here, and then we hold those funds back internally, and it's referred to as Dutch interest or non-Dutch interest, as I call it, meaning the construction funds either bear interest in its entirety from the get-go,
right,
or they don't.
Okay.
So Dutch interest would mean that the entire loan bears interest from the beginning.
Yeah.
Non-Dutch interest means that only what's drawn upon as the loan progresses bears interest. So we can do it either way. Typically, the larger loans get the non-Dutch interest, and generally have to be over $1 million to $2 million to do it that way.
Got it.
But we can do it either way.
Great. So, and part of the reason why I was asking is for our investors who ask, hey, are some of the loans that you do in our fund construction loans? This helps answer, we're not just giving $1 million and just we'll see you at the end of the project.
We're
in control. We're constantly monitoring it. So for purposes of educating our investors or general public, there's more to it than just handing over them.
Yeah, our risk mitigation for construction lending is pretty substantial. We require that really everything that's required to fund and finish the construction loan, the construction project, to be sort of baked into the cake from the beginning. So, with construction loans as opposed to rehab loans, we require a full interest reserve for the term of the loan. So all the payments are going to be there. The construction costs are verified by a third party specialist. So we know that those costs are going to be accurate. We verify their equity in the project. So if they come to us and they say, oh, I've spent $1 million on soft costs and design and entitlement expenses in the process of that, well, we want to see the bank statements and invoices associated with those expenses, and we lock those into place as cost in place. So if they come back to us for a draw, we know we're not extending money for items that we're already counting as equity in the project. So we're pretty tight with all that stuff. Obviously, there's all kinds of remedies for projects that go into distress, but that's a much longer conversation.
Yeah. You know your stuff. No, it's so great having a specialist like Matt in our office.
Matt, why don't you give out your information one more time in case someone's out there who needs a construction loan?
Sure, absolutely. If you'd like to contact me directly, the easiest way is via email. My email address is matt, M-A-T-T, at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Okay, and your phone number?
My phone number is the office number, which is 415-883-2150, extension 107.
Very good. And would there be, I guess I'm trying to think of who would call you, only people who can't get a construction loan from a bank, or are there specialists?
Well, frequently people try to get a loan from a bank, and it goes on and on and on, and it goes longer, and you know, basically we're faster is what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to.
We're more expensive, but we're faster.
There you go. Okay, don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to have some closing thoughts on the best of investing.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190. 912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Matt Cordes of Pacific Private Money. We already had asked our trivia questions, so we don't have that. Nam, what do you think is going to go on for 2018? Because I think the Fed just raised their interest rates a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I follow reports. I get reports, you know, focused primarily locally. So local real estate market, and when I say local, I mean not only Marin County where we're based out of, but just kind of Bay Area in general. I think it's going to be more of the same as we had this year. Housing market, economy, jobs are still as strong as ever. Last report I saw for the Marin report housing market was, you know, inventories as tight as it was this time last year and as tight as it's been. A few more sales than last year. Home appreciation was pretty meaningful over December of last year or Q4. And so I think we're going to see more of the same. I think, again, and you know, I hate to keep going back to the fires, but I think it's really important that how there's even, you know, housing shortage has been exacerbated by, you know, what's going on in the North Bay. So I like that the city is really fast tracking more. You know, multifamily housing.
Yeah, before the show, I was telling Matt that there was this website I had heard about called Rentberry, mm-hmm. where you can bid on rentals from the standpoint of like you're an apartment renter, mm-hmm. and rather than, you know, just finding out how much something costs, you basically, it's like an eBay type of thing, and you say, hey, I'm willing to pay $3,000 a month for that unit. Do you know much about that?
No. I've heard of some other companies sort of like that. Okay. I mean, and for the landlord, maybe that's a great thing in terms of, you know,
reducing competition.
Yeah, and vacancy, keeping vacancy rates down because you're moving inventory faster. But gosh, I feel bad for the renters who are being priced out.
I guess that's only if it gets bid up. I mean, what happens if nobody's bidding on it? Then maybe your price is too high and it'll start coming down.
Sure. I mean, so the market will, you know, it'll be more efficient marketplace. But, you know, rents are at an all-time high, you know, and vacancy rates that are all-time low still, I think.
I mean, and I think people have to pay to be a bidder
I'm sure.
But the landlord doesn't have to pay.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
So no, so going back to what's going to happen in 2018, yep. I mean, you never know, you know, if there's any major events that that are on the horizon that could, you know, put a shock to the system or whatever. But barring that, I think it's going to be a lot of the same as what we just had.
So no huge stock market crashes or interest rates rising.
Bubble bursting or, you know, or cryptocurrency bursting. But you know, that's not going to have, I don't think that would have any meaningful impact this early on.
1,300 cryptos out there. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we're actually coming out of a fairly long period of time here with relatively little construction in the housing sector, at least for the North Bay area. Mm-hmm. I know there's been a ton in San Francisco and the peninsula and so forth and in Oakland. But for the most part, you know, especially in the Santa Rosa, you know, Sonoma, Napa counties, it's been underserved in terms of housing development. So that market, you know, each market at the end of the day is a sub-market. And it's, you know, relegated to the dynamics of the demographics of that area. So when it comes down to that, you know, each area may be a little different, but things, you know, for the most part up here look very strong.
Yeah, I agree. It looks strong, just Bay Area, NorCal.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, that special guest, Matt Cordes of Pacific Private Money, who specializes in construction and development and land loans, and always Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money.
Thank you.
Filling in. No, I don't want to say filling in for Mark, because a lot of times it's the three of us doing the show.
Right, right.
It works out pretty well. All right. And next week will be exciting because Randy Williams from Keiretsu Forum, which is the angel investing.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great show.
Should be very interesting. And Patty Cohen will be with us too. Okay, so here are our thoughts for the day. Think big and don't listen to people who tell you it can't be done. Life's too short to think small. I like that. And rise above the storm, and you will find the sunshine. Words to live by. What do you think?
I think that's true during the day.
During the day. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.